this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I'm Chris, and joining me are Jeremy and Tommy. Lots of news in NCAA football. The big one, game update number two, patch number two, whatever you want to call it. EA Sports has come out and announced the details of this patch. It's expected by the end of August, pretty much up to Microsoft and Sony, how quickly they can get it approved and then push it out to the servers for us to download. Among the items in game update number two, Ben Hommeler, the blog, starts off the Week Advance Anywhere feature. Initially, that was going to be premium downloadable content. Now that will be free for all users, and that's actually available right now for people to use. I believe Tommy and I, we've each used it. It worked just fine. It also addresses issues, some of the bigger bugs we talked about a couple podcasts ago with the custom playbook bug and the player tenancy bug. Tommy, how big is this going to be now to finally have this fixed? And thank goodness they were able to do this in the most recent or upcoming update.
Well, the big one definitely is the custom playbooks bug. That's basically kind of scared off a lot of people from either A, creating one to begin with, or B, editing too much of their current playbook. I know myself, you know, I've found that decent results that as long as you don't take away too much, or as long as you don't take away anything and just simply add to an existing playbook, then you really won't run into the bug. But again, that still limits you from, you know, doing exactly what you want to do. So this will definitely make it to where people can create their playbook exactly how they want it to and be able to use it a little bit better. There's a few items that I kind of was disappointed not to see tied into that. Maybe it still happens, but we'll have to see stuff like the formation order and some of the issues with formation audibles not actually being assigned. So still anxious to see if some of that is addressed, even if it's not listed. But otherwise, the zero playbook is definitely the biggest issue surrounding the game, in my opinion.
Also, freezes and crashes, people have been running into that. EA says that was going to be addressed. That was a big issue they wanted to fix, obviously, because if you can't even enjoy the game, you're not going to find the other bugs or get enjoyment if your game freezes and crashes. That's going to be in its upcoming update. There's also numerous gameplay updates, and OS Radio was able to confirm when it came out saying that they've been told that the developers for NCAA Football are also working on a live tuning package that will come out around that time, so that will provide additional gameplay updates and tweaks as well. For a full list of what's addressed in title update number two, visit thegamingtailgate.com and look for our story on patch number two. Last week, EA Sports announced EA Sports Season Ticket. It is a subscription-based service that will allow members to download full games over 3 days early. You get a 20% discount on downloadable content, free premium web content, and also membership recognition. What I thought was interesting that in their press release and in interviews talking about it, EA Sports made it very clear, we know this is not for everybody. It's been met with a very, very mixed reaction. In a poll on our site, only a few people have said yes, they will get it. Quite a few more who say they're in the leaning towards yes or no, but both of those said they're going to wait. But a large group said no, not going to get it. First, let's talk about this program before we get into more of the community reaction. What it is, it allows you to download games early on the Friday night before release, and it will start with Madden 12, and will also include games such as FIFA 12, NHL 12, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 13, and NCAA Football 13. More titles may be added. We're unsure if SXX is going to be included in that. Basically, at 6 p.m. Eastern on the Friday before release, you can download it, and it will expire at 6 a.m. Eastern Time on the release date. The subscription is valid for 12 months, and there's been a lot of discussion about, well, if I wait till the end of August, could I theoretically get Madden 13 should that release date move up in the month? EA Sports says yes. If that happens, then you'll get at least six titles guaranteed you can download early and play. Some discussion about this. Some people like it. Some people hate it. It's a lot of indifferent. Very similar to PlayStation Plus, which didn't get quite the reaction, or maybe I'm just not in the right circles to see the criticism for PlayStation Plus. Jeremy, what do you think of EA Sports Season Ticket?
It's definitely an interesting idea. It's definitely something different to try out. They realize that there are guys out there that are trying to get the game early. A lot of them do succeed. A lot of them pay out their ass in order to get the game early. So they're kind of, in a way, those hardcore fans, they're actually kind of catering to them by giving them the entire weekend before release with getting the game. The 20% off the DLC, that's okay. The fact that, you know, that it doesn't expire for 12 months kind of lets you I would say almost guarantee you getting into Madden, because I don't think they're going to do it any later than August 28th, which I think is the last Tuesday of the month. For me, it's a wait and see. I'd like to see them kind of expand it a little more or give us a little more. You know, I think for our community, most of the guys that listen to this podcast, this isn't for them.
As you mentioned, it's going to cost $24.99 or 2,000 Microsoft points. I do think that the price itself isn't too bad. If you're getting the five games and more could be added, and you could time it for a sixth, some have figured out, well, that's cheaper than renting it. Theoretically, if you can download it relatively quick, you're going to get about 3 days plus to play it. So it's basically a rental in some ways, which isn't bad, because if I would assume Madden and NCAA guys are both pretty excited for the football titles. But a Madden and NCAA guy may not play FIFA or NHL or Tiger. But maybe for a handful of guys, maybe that makes them try out that game and buy something they wouldn't normally buy. I really doubt it, but I suppose the possibility is there. The thing I don't like, but I understand completely why EA has it set up this way, is that I wish there was a way to pay EA directly or get that download to stay on your hard drive and keep it activated. Because when it expires at 6 a.m. Eastern on that release day, you still have to go get the game, whether it's driving to a Walmart or GameStop, or wait for Amazon to deliver it via UPS or the Postal Service. So there's not this seamless transition between season ticket, bonus perk, and the retail version of the game. Yes, everything carries over, so it is seamless in that regard. But in terms of when you're playing the game, I can stay up all night playing it, 6 a.m., it's done, I can't play it anymore. But now I got to wait, or else drive an hour to go get the game, or I got to wait until late in the end of the day when it gets delivered. That's not going to be any fun or enjoyable. I might as well just go get it at midnight, but then is it worth losing that other half day that I had already paid for? But GameStop is the exclusive retail partner, and EA has to keep those retail partners happy. So that's why I'm guessing is why they're not allowing you to just pay to keep the download or to work out some kind of deal to get a retail copy straight from EA that would show up on release day. Those are the kind of things I know I would like to see down the line added on. Probably not going to happen, but it seemed like a lot of the community was hoping that you'd be able to download it a week early. Real quickly, yes or no, if it was a week early, would that make either one of you more anxious or excited about this program?
I think a week early would definitely sell a lot more copies of it, but not necessarily – it wouldn't necessarily win over all of the detractors at the same time. To kind of go along with the note you made about being able to rent it and download it and things like that, the only problem I have with that is that you have to specifically rent it that weekend before. You know, if you want to go rent the game from Blockbuster or Redbox or wherever, you have the choice of when you want to go get it and how long you want to keep it for, whereas this, you specifically have to start your rental period that Friday before. I would much more likely be able to be willing to jump in on something like this is if I could rent FIFA or NHL or whatever, if I could rent it whenever I wanted to, whether it's, you know, release day or, you know, a month after release day, just so that whenever I want to try it and it gives me 3 days to try it, so be it. That would definitely be something that I would be willing to participate in, but the fact that it's restricted in the ways that it is, the fact that you can't kind of pre-cache the download, there's just a lot of things that I wish they would have thought differently about the way they approached it.
Kind of a final note on this, I think a lot of people who are on the fence or maybe are saying they aren't leaning towards getting it, I think it's going to be awfully tough that Friday before release. They've already said, no, I'm not going to get it. But then they're friends, and they go on forums, and they see people playing the game, getting impressions, notes. I think a lot of people, it's going to be tough to not bite the bullet and go ahead and get it. But I think that's where a lot of the purchases will probably come from. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's going to be really tough for people to resist. The ESPN News series, The Making of NCAA Football 12, completed last week. It was a four-part series, once a week. They showed us behind the game, development, marketing, promotion, just the entire hoopla and circus that goes into making NCAA football. Kind of put some faces with some names, introduce people many of us may not be familiar with. Towards the end of the show, however, they had an interesting segment briefly talking about how the work on NCAA Football 13 has already started, and it kind of starts almost as soon as 12 is out the door, and most likely a little bit even before it goes out the door. Granted, they may not be knee-deep in production, but they do have a good idea of things they want to focus on. In one of the segments, they're sitting in a meeting room, and I'm sure this was all developed and produced just for the sake of television. However, in one of the scenes, they talked about how they knew they'd have a huge black eye from the community, for the banned sections being in the incorrect place. If you're not into the community sites and don't visit the site, this was something back in, I believe, January, actually. They asked the community for input on bans because they wanted to add it to the game. We didn't know what edition or what year ended up being NC Football 12. They wanted to know location, etc. That was something that Brian Parker and the entire community at the Gaming Tailgate and other community sites really did an excellent job with. Could not have done a better job. Unfortunately, somewhere along the way, it got lost, didn't get implemented as well as it should have. They said it's a black eye. It sounds like something for NC Football 13 will be in. In the same scene in the room, they talk about commentary, that they know it needs work. So it sounds like that's something that could be a possibility for NC 13 as well. However, in a different scene, then they go to Ben Howmiller in a different area, and he talks about College Game Day, how that's a very popular community request. Now, this is just my take from watching the show. We have no clue what will be in 13. It's too early to even probably put out a real solid guess. Based on those two scenes, I would say the bans probably will be corrected, which as they should. Commentary, I think that was a spot that, even though it improved with game track and some general lines, it still needs work, obviously. The game day thing to me, I just got the impression that when they showed Ben in that side area, he probably went through, you know, a dozen different top community requests. But of course, being ESPN, they're going to show game day because it really fits right in that wheelhouse. And to wrap up the show, last week we gave you some of our offensive tips. This week we want to talk about defensive tips, and this can be plays, formations, just generic control configuration, anything. Tommy, fire away.
My biggest tip is just simply a matter of mix up your play calling. I mean, probably the basic tip that I want to give first is that generally I match my personnel against what the offense brings out. So if they come out in a two receiver set, I'll go with a 4-3 or 3-4, three receiver set, a nickel, and then so on and so forth. First and foremost, I'd do that. But then after that, I'll mix up different plays and things like that inside of those formations. So, you know, occasionally I'll bring a zone blitz. Occasionally I'll bring a cover zero blitz, things like that, to where basically the offense never knows what's coming. And you know, if you call man, they're always expecting to see man. But then if you just one out of 10 times call a zone cover blitz, then they'll be looking for that man, and before they know it, they've got a corner right in their face or something. So there's a lot of different things you can do, just simply a matter of mixing in your different defensive calls, even calling a 4-3 against a four receiver set, just to give them the idea of you're doing something different than what they might expect.
Jeremy.
The defense having a different feel this year. Kind of a tip for novice people, and including myself, because I was actually getting finally comfortable with controlling a safety or a linebacker last year, but this year I'm still kind of reverting back to controlling a defensive lineman. And so if you're having trouble controlling the linebacker or safety and just kind of just getting blown up all the time, I would go back to the defensive line. Then just kind of use your sticks to do some swim moves. And, you know, if you got a good defensive lineman, you may be able to get through and try to get some sacks. And then just let the computer take over for the secondary and the linebackers. It kind of helps you get control of the defense until you're a lot more comfortable getting those linebackers and safeties on user control.
The Madden NFL 12 demo is out. It features the Bears against the Packers. We get to see Soldier Field in all its glory. Finally in Madden, they have it actually in the game. The guys at Madden Bible, they are the authors of the Prima Guides. If you go to primamadden.com, you can get 20% off any of the guides they're offering there. At checkout, enter in Gaming Tailgate. No the, just Gaming Tailgate in capital letters. You'll get 20% off your purchase. Also, if you're looking to pre-order a lot of the upcoming sports titles, Amazon currently has a $20 pre-order credit for Madden 12, for NHL 12, and FIFA 12, and they also have a $10 pre-order credit for NBA 2K12. So if you're looking for any of those games, that's a great pre-order bonus from Amazon, so check them out as well. For Jeremy and Tommy, this is Chris. Everyone, thanks for listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.